In River Falls, where there is a high concentration of drinkers who are under the age of 21, fake or borrowed IDs have become a real issue. Bailey Zastro, a bartender at Bros, has dealt with this issue firsthand.
We get like probably at least 10 a week of kids trying to use fake IDs that we catch, and a lot of them are pretty impossible to catch because their real name on their ID.
Dan Suffield, owner of Shooter's Pub, has experienced similar problems and calls upon his staff to make sure IDs are legitimate.
Everybody on premise that's employed is responsible for checking IDs. If there's a doorman on, generally they're the first line of defense. If a bartender has a suspicion or somebody says that person's underage, the bartender has the right to make a challenge to that person to provide legal ID.
The River Falls Police Department has begun compliance checks of the 40 alcohol licensees in the area. So far, 23 of those establishments have been tested. Six of those allowed underage volunteers working with the RFPD to purchase alcohol. Drinking underage carries a fine of $187. Doing so with a fake or borrowed ID would tack on an extra $98.80. And selling to underage drinkers will warrant a citation of $313. For Falcon News Service, I'm Destry Zarfos.